Okay. So we're going to do now Tosfos Amar Abaye. Okay. Second to last Tosfos in your off on the base. So Amar Abaye. Kal v'chomer. Uma mi shagala. So remember, this is a Kal v'chomer. Kal v'chomer was... So the Gemara says a Kal v'chomer that if someone who didn't... Who already went to Galus... Already went to Galus, and then the Galus dies, he goes free. Certainly someone who didn't yet go will go free, right? He didn't yet go, and the Galus dies. He already has Gemara Din. He didn't yet go, and the Galus dies, so he won't have to go. So the Tosa says, Tema! So stay on the Akasha. Big Akasha. Me'ai Dina, from the same Kal v'chomer, Nelef Nami, Lenigmar Dina, below Kohen Gadol. Shall we look all? Say that somebody who has a Gemara Din when there is no Kohen Gadol, right, he kills, and then he has a Gemara Din when there's no Kohen Gadol, he also shouldn't go to Galus. Why? Uma Misha Galak Fire, the name is Kohen Gadol, just like if someone who went to Galus before the Kohen Gadol dies, Yotze Misha Kohen Gadol, he goes free when the Kohen Gadol dies. Misha Logol, the name also, someone who didn't yet go to Galus, and eventually they go Achim also. Certainly he shouldn't go to Galus when he, after he dies. Okay, the same kind of thing. What does that have anything to do with when his Gemara Din was? The point is, if going to Galus sends him free, if going to Galus sends him free, then the Kohen Gadol's death should prevent him from going altogether. The Kohen Gadol's death, or the non-existence of the Kohen Gadol, should prevent him from having to go altogether. Okay? D'hachlem in Berachan? Because this is the logic which the Gemara Erechon uses. Mechura Kvar. So this is talking about two different cases, but there's two cases in Erechon. One case is if you sell your field. So if you sell a field, so what happens is it goes free in Yovel. Like you sell someone your house, your field, whatever it is, so then at the end of Yovel it goes, by the 15th year it goes free. Right? So then it says, similarly, if it makes a house which is already sold, it goes go back to its original owner. Certainly, if you can't sell a house during the Yovel, because you see Yovel itself flips it back. So certainly, Kal v'chomer is if you sell it during the year, then it's not gonna work. It's not gonna be a sale. Or the other case, which I think Tosis is more interested in, is by a woman, if you a girl. If you sell a young girl as a shifcha, as an amal ivriya, so then, so if you sell her, so she go, if her father sells the daughter, she goes free when she becomes an ira, when she has simani and ira, puberty. So if you sell her, she goes free. So the question is, could you sell her when she's an ira, when she already is an ira? So it says, if someone who was already sold goes free when they have puberty, certainly if you try to sell her after she's already hit puberty, it's not going to work. Right? So you see that the simanim gadlos, which is her puberty, basically removes the avdos. So then certainly you can't sell her while she has those simanim, while she's a naira. Right? So that's what it says over there. So he says the same logic should apply here. Right? Same thing should apply over here, is that if the Miskan Gadol removes the Galus, someone's in Galus, the Miskan Gadol removes it, so then certainly if there is no Kohen Gadol, you shouldn't be able to go to Galus. Right? As if you have a Gemara Din, when there is no Kohen Gadol, so that's it. So you shouldn't be Chayiv. Okay? Whereas apparently, just like Simanim, he's saying, the puberty Simanim is like antithetical to Avdos or something like that. You know, and he says that Simanim undoes Avdos, so therefore certainly it will prevent Avdos. So the same thing is Miskan Gadol is like removes Galos, so therefore if there's a Miskan Gadol, then there's no Kohen Gadol, it should be preventative of the Galos from even emerging. Now, why don't you say the same thing? Right? What's a little bit funny is, I mean, we'll see what he answers, but it's a little funny. It's like, is this question rooted in our Gemara, in our Kal v'chomer, or is it rooted in the Gemara Erechon? You know, like, Is it based upon the Gemara? Look, he's just saying, is look, in Erechon they make that Kal v'Chomer, so same thing here. So is that the thing? So, but then what does that have to do with Abaye? It's like, it's almost like given Abaye, given what Abaye is saying, so now you go to Erechon, you shove these two things together, now all of a sudden you have a problem. Like, it's not clear what's the combination. And let's say you didn't have Abaye, I mean, isn't this crazy? Like, he's kind of relying on the Gemara in Erechon, the case of Aisimanim, so then just ask it straight from there. But it seems like, no, if you didn't have Abaye, you wouldn't have said this. But now that you have Abaye, it's Kal v'Chomer, which applies at the year after the Gemara Din, if the Meitzer comes on the after the Gemara Din, before he goes to Galus, so then he's somehow saying is now you could apply it to then also. Okay, so let's see his answer. The comparison is a little shaky, but let's see his answer, because I think he basically says why what you probably intuitively sense why it's not comparable, I think is his answer. And then our job is going to be to understand what's bothering him, what's not, what's going on. Okay? So this is like this. Venera de lo kasha midi. Deha misas hakohen kaparahu. The misas kohen is a mechaper. It's a kapara. Kidam rabba samach. V'kapara lo shaycha ela lamisha mechuyav kapara. You can only have a kapara if you're already chayv in a kapara. If you already have a chova, a chiyuv galas, or a chiyuv, right, you already were in a gmardin, then you could give a guy a kapara. Right? But you can't give a guy who's innocent a kapara for what? Right? V'hilkach dafka l'mish l'fish nigmar v'nischaiv galas v'achakach meis kohen gadol v'chaperes meis kohen gadol sh'leig l'klal. So therefore, if you already had the Gemara then, like what Agamar is talking about, then he's chayiv galas. The chayiv already emerged. Now, the gadol is going to look at being a chaper. Right, because there's already something to be mechaper for you, Edig Mardin, that you're guilty. You're guilty of Tzeach B'Shkaga, and you need a mechaper. So Gaul is going to be mechaper, oh, he's going to be mechaper. Right? Kedam Rosh Hashanah, Avol Nigmar Dino below Kohen Gadol. Shekvar Meiz Kohen Gadol Kodin Mardin Shel Zeh. But, if you have a Gmardin, when there is no Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol died already before the Gmardin, right? Can't learn Kal v'Chomer. Dehech techaper. Mises Kohen Gadol. How could the Mises Kohen Gadol be a mechaper? Right? There was the Mises Kohen Gadol died before you were even guilty. Just because you did the Aveira until there's a Gemara Din, there's no Chiyuv. There's no Chiyuv that you're a mechaper for. You need the Bez Din to create the Chova, to create the Din Kapara. V'lekel ameimar did the Schaper l'Mises Kohen Gadol hashta kisha nigmar dino. Now maybe you'll say that the Mises Kohen Gadol will work now that he has a Gemara Din and he's Chayiv, then the Mises Kohen Gadol, which happened prior, will somehow retroactively be a Mechaper. Delo Mechaper, El B'Shas Misa. Because the Kapara is only at the Lola Achamikan. You can't just have a Kapara afterwards, so it's too late. The Chayiv emerges now. What are you going to say? Retroactively, there's a Kapara. How does a Kapara work like that? The time of the Misa, he wasn't Chayiv. You can't have a Kapara then. Right? Below dummy la you the Erchan. And it's not comparable to the case of Erchan the Mechur Kwa Yotza. The Hasa, Mishasava Simonim, Maschel is Gedulasa. By there, the moment she gets her Simonim, her godless, her adulthood begins. The Shivla Yasigman, her godless Olam, and her godless continues indefinitely. Ulukach, Shaychan Oshabi, Dultim Kerklal, Achar Schel Simonim, Ad Olam. So therefore, you can never sell her. It's not like her. It's not like her becoming puberty was like a momentary event. She became a gadol, and she continues to be a gadol forever. So the saying is, the same way the gadol breaks off her slavery, so too you're not going to be able to sell her now, because she's still a gadol. But you can't say that by the Kohen Gadol. What are you going to say? The Kohen Gadol is still dying? I mean, the death of the Kohen Gadol is like a momentary event. So at that event, you weren't chayev the galus, so it can't be mechaper at that moment. There's nothing to be mechaper for. And he's not continually dying, right? Like she's a continually gadola. So it's that moment, there's nothing to be mechaper for. Now all of a sudden, the chova emerges. Now you don't have a mechaper. What do you say? The old thing, which happened a long time ago, is mechaper for this, is that, how could that's not possible? Right? So he's saying it's totally incomparable. Which seems reasonable. I mean, the question to me when I read the Tosfos is like, what was this question? It seems to be Pasha. Okay, so if you're not following, let me just sum up the main point here, the Hami and the Maskana of Tosos. Okay? Hami and Maskana. Okay, you with me? So the basis of the Hami and Tosos is that if a person kills Bishkaga, and then let's say the Kohen Gadol dies before Gemara Din. Kohen Gadol dies before Gemara Din. And then they have a Gemara Din when there's no Kohen Gadol. So you'll say, sorry, no Galus. Because if the Mises Kohen Gadol removes Galus, so it's going to prevent the Galus altogether from emerging. Right? That's the Hamina. I mean, it doesn't matter whether the Kohen Gadol dies before the Gemara Din, after the Gemara Din. The point is that if the Kohen Gadol dies, and then when you want to be chayev, there's no Kohen Gadol, so it's not gonna, you're not going to be chayev. Maskana is no. That can't work. That's impossible. Because Mises Kohen Gadol is a machaber. And if it's a machaber, you can't have a machaber before the chova emerges. Since the chova only emerges when you have the Gemara Din, so then you can only have a machaber after that point. But you can't say that if the Kohen Gadol dies before he even gets the chova, before the Gemara Din, then there's no machaber. So it's not going to work. The question Aaron's asking is, does the Havamina talking about a case where the Kohen Gadol dies after he kills before the Gemara Din, or where the Kohen Gadol simply there died maybe even before he killed? Right? But in which case is the Havamina saying that you shouldn't go to Galus? If he dies after he killed or even before? Factually, I think it's not clear. Okay? I don't think it's a clear fact. Okay, I would think from the plain Tosos never says, although you'd think that it means it's specifically if he dies after the guy kills, right? I don't think Tosos ever says that, and I think what Matt's saying is true is that from the logic of the Kal Vachomer, it's saying is that if a guy's already in Galus and the Kohen Gadol dies, he goes free. So if the Kohen Gadol is dead, certainly he's not going to be chai. He's not going to have to go to Galus. Right, he's not saying that the Mises Kohen Gadol somehow is affecting him after he did the crime. I mean, that's not the way the Kal Vachomer goes. Kal Vachomer just sounds like it doesn't matter. Well, you could push in as well. I'm not saying it's impossible to read that way, but he doesn't say that. I don't think Tosa says anywhere that the case is specifically an Avina where he kills after, you know, where the Kohen Gadol dies after he kills. But it's possible you could say it in Svara. It depends on the Svara. Depends on what the Sfar of the Havmina is. I think that's what it comes down to. You'll say, how could it be a Mechaper? But I mean, it sounds like his Maskana is almost saying, oh, it's working because it's a Mechaper. So it's not even clear if in his Havmina he was thinking of it as a Mechaper. You know? But I think there is a point. This is an important point, I think, is that a Mechaper, I think until, in general, in Halacha, I think you have this in other cases, but like until there's a Gemara Din, it's like there's no Chova. There's no chova of an onesh until the bezin paskins that you're chayev. It's true they're paskin it based upon the crime that you did. But I would think galus is a mechaper for being halachically defined as Rosiach B'Shkaga, which is through the Gemara Din. It's not just because you did the crime, it's because the bezin creates the chova. I mean, you could ask that question. It's like, are you intrinsically chayev galus and bezin is just revealing that? Or is the bezin creating it? I think that's like famous Torah about that. It's like the difference between mammon and a kanas is that if you steal money from a guy, you intrinsically owe him the money. Bezin couldn't force it, but the chov already exists. It's his money. But like as opposed to like a kanas, which is a fine, it's like you don't owe the money until bezin paskins you owe the money because it's a super added penalty. It's not like intrinsic. So I think either I remember the Ruchayim Rav Malkus also works that way. It's not like you're doing a very high malkus. The bezin creates the chov of malkus. And I would think, I mean, you could ask the question by galus, but is it like intrinsically your chayiv galus? Or do you say it's like the psak din that your chayiv is what's machayiv and galus? If there's no psak, the psak is that you're off, but there is no psak din of galus, and there is no chovas galus, and there's no, arguably, there's no avera to be a mechaper for. That I think was what I was saying. It's like, what are you mechaper for? It's not mechaper for the crime. The crime has to be actualized through a psak of bezdin, and then you could say I'm mechaper for it. I mean, it sounds like that's implicit in his answer, at least. The question is it Havamina question? Is a question of that or of a different God punishes you? Well, there's a difference between like what God does and God's punishment of you, and then the halachic bezdin onshem, like in the halachic system. You could argue that Tosas is talking about halachically, without a psak din, there's no chovas galus, there's no mechaper. It doesn't mean klape shmaya that Hashem's not going to take you to task or whatever. But that's like beyond the halachic system. But halachically, it's like until you have a chalos shem rotiach b'shkaga as pronounced by the psak of the Beis Din. So now he's saying is there's no idea of mechaper. You know, because otherwise, what's Tosfos talking about? Well, say, what do you mean? That's what it sounds like. You read Tosfos, that's the one hard part about Tosfos. You say, what do you mean? The mechaper is he did the crime? Who cares if he didn't pass in it? But he did the crime. It's implicit in Tosfos' answer, at least, that he's holding there is no chova when you do the crime. The chova comes from the Pesach and the Bethan. Right, that's what he says. He says, you're not chayiv yet. Right, how could a Kohen Gadol be mechaper? You don't even have the the chiyuv. So if you said that you already had the chiyuv, so then what's his problem? I mean, you could say that's his havim in Oskana. This is possible to argue that. Is that the havim is that the chov already existed, so then it would be a mechaper. Maskana is no, the chov doesn't exist until you get the psak din of Bezdin. Possible to say. Right, if you say that way, then you'd just be assuming, I'm not saying it's true. You'd be assuming the whole havim is only if he dies after you committed the crime before the trial. But Tosa doesn't say that. It's true. Tosa doesn't sound. And his answer doesn't sound like his answer is, oh, because it's a mechaper, and since it's a mechaper, it only. I mean, what does that have anything to do with it? And also, I think the comparison, it would be nice if you could explain the comparison to the girl and the simanim. I don't know if that way of looking at it lends itself to the comparison. Remember, in his Havamina, he relies on the girl and the simanim. To make his point, you know, that Kavah Chomer.
The
way Tosfos Kavah Chomer, again, the way Tosfos Kavah Chomer says is that if someone who who went to Galus before the Kohen Gadol dies, then the Kohen Gadol's death is going to make him free. Then certainly someone who did not go to Galus before the Misa, certainly he's not going to have to go to Galus after the Kohen Gadol dies. Right. So he's saying is like if the death of the Kohen Gadol frees a person, certainly the Kohen Gadol already died, he's not going to have to go. But doesn't sound like he's saying because the Kohen Gadol dies after he already did the crime and that's a mechaper. He's just saying you're not going to have to go. Similar to the case of the girl. If a girl is already sold, she's going to go free from the siman when she comes puberty. So if she's already in puberty, she's not going to have to go. Right? But if that to be comparable, it seems to be it's more because the Kohen Gadol is not around. It's not so much because there's a mechaper involved, which is mechaper for you while you were, you know,
right,
before the Honesh emerged or whatever, after you did the Avera. It doesn't sound like that's what he's. I don't see the port. You have to explain the relationship between that and the case of the woman, because that's part of his whole question. I was thinking similar to what Matt's saying. Okay? And agreed, it begs the question of what's the sense of it, but I'm not sure. We can conjecture about that. But the thing is like this, is how do you understand the halacha that you go free? If you're in Galus, now the Kohen Gadol dies, you go free. Why do you go free? What's the sense of going free? So there's two ways to look at that. You could say it's like part of the, it's like a component of Galus is you're Bifnei the Kohen Gadol. It's like you're in Galus and there's a Kohen Gadol. It's like part and parcel of what Galus is that you're in Galus and there's a leader of the people and he's the Kohen Gadol or something like that. It's like part of the Din Galus is that there's a Kohen Gadol there. Maybe you learn from the Kohen Gadol or something like that. Whatever it is. But it's like part of Galus is you are in Galus while the Kohen Gadol is the leader. He's like a component of Galus. So if the Kohen Gadol dies, now there's no leader, now there's no Kohen Gadol, so now there's no Galus. So you go free. It's like he's like an essential component of what being in Galus means. It would be like the warden of a jail dies. There's no jail. It's not jail anymore. I don't know, something like that. It's not the exact analogy. It's not like Kondo's guarding the place. But it's like he's an essential component of the Galus is the Kohen Gadol, and therefore when the Kohen Gadol dies, so now there's a lack in that component, so now the galus ceases to exist. And you go free. Well, you go free. It was basically now you go free. So you're removed from the galus. No, it's not a din of kapara. His answer is that it's a kapara. Amin is not looking at it like kapara. He's looking at it, it's like the Kohen Gadol dies, now there's no longer, there can't be galus, because galus demands a Kohen Gadol. So then the Gemara is like saying, it's like this, Tosafot says, if that's the way you look at it, then here's a Kal Vachomer. If this guy went to galus, he went to galus when there was a Kohen Gadol, so his galus like includes the Kohen Gadol, it's just the Kohen Gadol dies. So then you say, that's it. I don't care if he started with the Kohen Gadol, the bottom line is, if the Kohen Gadol stops, all bets are off, he's gone. Even though he had Kohen Gadol for some of his galus, but he has, at the moment there's no Kohen Gadol, the whole thing's off. So Kol Shekein, if there's no Kohen Gadol in the first place, he can't get the then galus without a Kohen Gadol. But if you say that a Kohen Gadol is an essential component of the galus, you could have argued that if the Kohen Gadol is there when he starts, so then his galus has the quality of Kohen Gadol, and then he'll stay there even when the Kohen Gadol dies. But no, doesn't work that way. The moment there's no Kohen Gadol, the whole thing is off. So certainly you can't create galus without a Kohen Gadol. You can't go to galus without a Kohen Gadol. It's very similar to the case of the simanim. Is that the part of the idea of an eved is a katana. Okay, an eved has the eved has to be someone who is a katana. So the moment you get simanim, it throws her off. It throws her off. She can't be an Eved anymore, because an Eved needs to be someone with a katana. Even though she started as a katana, the bottom line is once she's a gadola, that's it. You can't have avdus. It's like a condition of avdus is katana. So certainly, if she is a gadola, you're not going to be able to start the thing, start the avdus, because that's a necessary condition in avdus is a katanas. So to here, you'd say a necessary condition in Miklat, in galus, is the Kohen Gadol. So if when the Kohen Gadol is, if he went with the Kohen Gadol, the Kohen dies, he goes free. Certainly, if there's no Kohen Gadol altogether, he can't go to galus. I can go to galus, there's no Kohen Gadol. That's an necessary ingredient in galus. Right? That's if you look at it that way. Okay, again, what the sense of that is I don't know. That's like a philosophical question. But halachically, you'd say, it's like an essential ingredient in galus is the existence of the Kohen Gadol. Okay, and therefore, when he goes free, so simply it disappears. But his answer is, no, that's not the halacha. There's no halacha that you need a Kohen Gadol to be in galus, and galus needs a Kohen Gadol. Rather, it's halacha, the event of Mises Kohen Gadol is a mechaber. That's Tosa's answer. He says, no, he says, the nirud lo kashamiti, dahad Mises Kohen Gadol kaparahu. Because I'm a resamach, the whole idea of the Kohen Gadol, it's not that is you need him around. You don't need a Kohen Gadol around. What do you need a Kohen Gadol? It's the event of the Kohen Gadol dying, which is a mechaper. Now, how do you have a mechaper without a chova? A mechaper needs a yechayev galus, and now you have a mechaper. So you had a gemara din already. The chova exists because of gemara din, and now you have a mechaper. So then that's possible. You're in galus, you have a mechaper. But prior to the existence of your chova, you can't have a mechaper. So the Kohen Gadol dies when you didn't before you have a chova. Fine, there's no mechaper. Now then, this whole thing, you can't retroactively kapara all that. But the premise, the maskana thing is that you have to look at it as a mechaper. And the Hav the Gemara's Kal Vachomer is all in the framework of a mechaper. It's saying that if it's a mechaper, we'll pater him from galus. After he's already in galus, we'll be pater him from galus, from the chovas galus before he even goes there. But it's still, the Gemara is looking at it as a mechaper. In the Hav Mina, he wasn't looking at Mises Kohen Gadol as a mechaper. He's looking at Mises Kohen Gadol as an absence of a necessary condition of galus. Kohen Gadol is a necessary condition of galus. When he dies, now you don't have the condition, so therefore you have to leave galus. Well, then Kol Shekein, you can't create the galus without that necessary condition. According to this, it wouldn't matter whether Kohen Gadol died. According to Hav Mina, whether Kohen Gadol died after he killed, or if Kohen Gadol died before he killed. Because it's not that the Kohen Gadol dying is a mechaper. That's the maskana. The Havmina is that the Kohen Gadol dying is more of an absence. It's not the event of him dying. It's his non-existence which is prevents galus, or breaks the chovas galus, or breaks the galus. Right? Because you need that as a condition in galus. Now it begs the question, which I think is philosophical, what would be that idea that you need to have the Kohen Gadol? Right? But I don't know. I don't want to think. Maybe we'll take that up as we get more into the sugya and whatever. But it's we haven't asked those kinds of nothing really makes that much sense philosophically here. The Kamel Machaper, and the whole thing is strange. And we'll get into it a little bit. But it's not. We're just defining the thing, you know. He's trying to analyze what's the Gemara's Kamel Machaper and what's the sense here. And he's showing it's the Kamel Machaper. But I mean, you could have said there are different things you could say. I mean, I think it's. I don't think that should. It's not ridiculous to say such a thing. I mean, who's to say? You need a condition. You need a leader. You need a whatever. Whatever it is. I mean, it's hard to see why it makes sense, but it's hard to see why the Kohen Gadol dying should be a chaper for a guy altogether.
It's not like this. Your Kohen Gadol.
You always be your Kohen Gadol. All this stuff is hard to see why, you know. So I just don't think that. Because it's not clear what the idea would be to say that the Gullah needs a Kohen Gadol should deter us from saying it, because we don't see the philosophical idea. Halachically, you're just saying, is like a condition in Gullah, is it's Lefnei HaKohen Gadol. Gullah means you're in the presence of a leader, you're in Gullah when the leader is out there leading the people. Something like that. I mean, so you know, it's a Bifnei Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol is an ingredient, and that's why you'd say, halachically, when the Kohen Gadol dies, that's it, there's no Gadol anymore. That's a fine way to look at it. That's right, that's what I'm saying, it's a natural hakira. Why, when the Kohen Gadol dies, do you go free? Is it because you need the Kohen Gadol, you need the positive presence of the Kohen Gadol to be in Galus? Or is it because the death of the Kohen Gadol is a removal of Galus? The event of his death is a removal. Those are two perfectly fine, two different ways of looking at it. You know, what's this philosophical sense? I don't know.
What's the first way?
First way is that you need his existence to be in Galus. Galus demand necessitates his existence. The Kohen Gadol's existence. So when he dies, so he can't be in Galus anymore because there's no Kohen Gadol. Okay. And similarly, you can't go to Galus if there's no Kohen Gadol, because Galus means we've made the Kohen Gadol. But if you look at it not that way, but it's in a din that the Galus is a removal. The event of the death of the Kohen is a removal of Galus. So then, fine. That's if there's a chov of galus, then you can remove it. But if you have a gemara din when there is no kohen gadol, so it's time to remove. You know, that's it in a nutshell.
Okay, so I like to do for tomorrow is read the Mishnah and the next gemara. Not immediately.